I know this from personal experience. For as long as I can remember, I have been fascinated by the big spiritual questions of life. Who am I really? And what's my place in this vast, mysterious universe? I spent years doing inner work with the goal of answering those questions. I even changed professions from the world of academia to become a professional coach so I could help others do the same. At the time, I felt like I knew myself well. It wasn't until I was introduced to a unique approach to interpreting the Enneagram and began studying its enormous vault of wisdom about the human condition that I realized my relationship with myself was just barely breaking the surface. There was so much more to me than I ever realized. The Enneagram provided astonishingly accurate reflections about my behavioral, mental, and emotional default patterns. But the most surprising component was its focus on my supposedly secret inner world, the motivations that shaped those patterns. This body of knowledge shined a light on my internal vision of who I thought I was and showed me I was stuck with a false idea about myself and about others. Substantial roadblocks have a way of keeping people at the surface of life and ignoring what's happening underneath in their hearts, minds, and bodies. Sadly, the disconnect of that outward-facing existence often leaves them feeling separate, incomplete, and unfulfilled. But there is a compelling path toward greater connection with our inner selves. We can make a conscious choice to find out who we are below all the layers of identity we present to the world. And when we do, we'll begin to experience life with more connection and greater contentment. We can reach a point of feeling truly at home with ourselves. That's what I call deep living. The definition. Deep living is based on a strong, grounded, and reliable foundation that integrates ancient wisdom with contemporary scientific and psychological understandings of the human experience. The principles and processes embedded in deep living focus our attention on discovering, recovering, and reconnecting with our unique and truer nature, so we can learn to live our lives as our authentic selves. It's a journey that we engage in rather than a destination. What exactly do I mean by truer nature? Leveraging the Enneagram. We can also witness a spectrum of emotions in the life of a man named Harris. He found himself bewildered by his relationships with some of his family members. Harris was well-liked at work and excelled at facilitating the resolution of thorny situations in a nonprofit organization specializing in community mediation. But somehow, his strong people skills were not effective on the home front. His teenage offspring chafed against what they considered his constant intrusion on their lives, while Harris just saw his behavior as expressing his interest and love for them. He often felt underappreciated for his efforts. Once Harris became aware of his core Enneagram type, he began to recognize that he could be overbearing and unfairly demanding of his teenager's time. He was surprised and a bit embarrassed when he realized the unexpected impact he had been having on his family. He gained a better understanding of his own needs and learned to visualize how his natural personality traits could be expressed in a continuum of healthy to less than healthy ways.